There is an endless sea of podcasts about entrepreneurship. Talking about it, but not living it. We live it every day. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel, talking about real estate investing, but also encompassing general subjects in regards to owning small to medium-sized businesses, and of course, all the struggles that business owners must overcome to be successful. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, and this is Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Inside the Wolf's Den with your hosts, Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel. Man, we've had some pretty incredible guests the last couple of weeks, haven't we?
Yeah, it's been some people that, you know, we look up to that are kings and mentors to a lot of people. I was going to say kings in industry, but not kings to people.
Kings to people
in their industry, but mentors and just great people.
So, yeah, a wealth of knowledge. If you haven't heard the episode, so Dr. David Phelps was last week, and then the week before was Corey Boatwright. So make sure you tune into those if you haven't listened to those already. And this week we are not having a guest, but you have the one and only Wolfpack. And we are going to share with you hopefully some wisdom today, right?
Yes, yeah, or our struggles. So if nothing else, you're going to get we're going to be vulnerable.
And I'm sure somebody will get something out of it. So today we are on episode 57 in our relationship series, Connected. We're going to be talking about resentment today. So I actually pulled up a couple of definitions, online, and resentment is a feeling of indignant displeasure or persistent ill will at something regarded as a wrong, insult, or injury. And Wikipedia described it as a complex, multi-layered emotion that has been described as a mixture of disappointment, disgust, anger, and fear. Other psychologists consider it as a mood or as a secondary emotion that can be elicited in the face of insult and or injury. So this applies to any relationship, business partner, family, friend, et cetera. Resentment can really do a lot of damage, right? And we want you to kind of know the signs of resentment and kind of how to cope with them. So I know, Sean, this is something that you've kind of struggled with in the past. And if you'd like to share with us, how you've been able to cope with it.
I don't know. So I still haven't figured it out.
Great answer.
And thanks for pointing out all my flaws. And
let's just put the spotlight on me. We all go through it. But I mean, this is something that we talked about that you
yes. So yes, I struggle with resentment. I mean, it's something I think in our relationship that we've talked a lot about in our marriage and I don't know, my whole life I've always dealt or bottled up resentment. And so some of the signs that definitely we can talk about where I clearly signs that I do when I'm resenting or having, showing those kind of emotions, and then some ways to release it. But I'm not very good at releasing it. That's probably my biggest thing is that I just tend to hold on to it,
bottle it up,
and then it comes out at different stages.
Explodes,
yeah.
Right.
Or there's different ways I deal with it, but it not in a healthy way. Mm-hmm. And so hopefully you guys get some stuff out of this because I think it's something that, I know I'm, and trust me, I'm not perfect at this. I still haven't figured it all out, but it's a work in progress.
Yeah.
We're going through life and I hope, but I also see the struggle, like even in our own marriage, when I am bottling it up, the damage it causes or the energy that it exudes and.
Well, it may not be. It might not be from from us. It might be a work situation or a friend family. Situation, a family. But at the end of the day, you take it home with you, and your family sees that, your kids see that, your wife see that, and then it just the energy that it brings. It's just never a good thing.
Correct. And I liked Wikipedia's because I think it's definitely a complex. you know, multi-layered emotion, because it's difficult, and it's weird how the smallest little thing can elicit those emotions again, and like
it's a trigger. Man,
it's like right back to where you were, and you're angry again, and you're lashing out, and you know, attacking or criticizing, and so it's like it's tough, and so you might think you have released it and over it, and then all of a sudden that person might do the exact say something, do something, and man, you're right back to where, you know, and then you're back to holding those resentments. And, you know, we've even talked about, I still hold resentment to people that can in elementary that I still haven't let go. And so, so that's some 25 years of resentment, and still trying to work on letting this go from being bullied.
That's the first step. You know, the first step is really to be self-aware of it. And, and you know, maybe some of those, have you noticed, you know, what will trigger that, or if you can catch those triggers early on that will kind of shift your mindset?
Yeah, I mean, well, let's get into it. So some of the signs, and like you just mentioned, the first one is just being aware. So the recurring negative feelings. Mm-hmm. So yes, you know, you can tell. And mm-hmm. so the more you're aware of it, the more you start to understand and say like, okay, I feel that emotion again. I feel that anger coming on again. Where is it coming from? What in the past has ignited that kind of emotion again? Mm-hmm. So you can start thinking and analyzing. That's why quiet time is good. And so you can just really ponder, why am I feeling, or why am I having those emotions again? Mm-hmm. So study those recurring emotions, or those negative feelings, and where they're coming from. You know, was it a hurtful situation? You know, like the ones in elementary, going back to that far. I mean, those were being bullied and, you know, mm-hmm. being invited to parties just to be the one that, you know, people make fun of you of, you know, and you to be the laughing, you know, and those hurt. It
scars
and,
you.
Yeah. And so like those scars are still there. And so, you know, anytime you're attacked or you those feelings again, it's like you go back to those emotions. Mm-hmm. You got to learn to understand it and deal with it, counseling, but understand, you know, and walk yourself why those, and then learn how to control those emotions. But yeah, being self-aware is a big one.
If you can figure that out too, I mean, this is great for, you know, raising your children too, because I know that there's time. I mean, bullying is a big thing, right? I mean, it's sad, but, you know, if we can have these conversations with our children and learn how to be self-aware of it and cope with it early on, then I think we, you know, are ahead of it.
Yeah, I agree. Because so like another sign of resentment is the inability to stop thinking about a certain event. Mm-hmm. You know, like this past weekend, our son, he plays basketball and plays on a competitive league. And, you know, this season was a good example of, you don't get to choose your coaches, and you're going to have some bad, or you're going to have some coaches that have different styles of coaching. And he's had some great coaches. And this season, he got a coach that likes to yell, likes to put down.
Yep,
I remember. And just searches for faults, you know? And I've had several of those.
Yeah, I remember the first day of practice for Lucas with this coach. I mean, you know, he kind of grabbed him out in the basketball court, and, you know, me being a mama bear, want to go save him. You know, you can see that he's teary-eyed, want to cry, you know, but you have to also take a step back and let him learn from that. Yeah. It's tough seeing that.
But after the game, this past Saturday, I had to talk to him about, you know, stop reliving or stop thinking about that same negative mm-hmm. event, and let him know that, hey, like, control what you can control. He's not going to be able to control what the coach does or what he says. So he can control his play. He can control his aggressiveness. He can control his hustling. And that's what we talked about. And don't worry about like what he said, and focus on the negative. Just, you know, let that go, let that slide, and just focus on what you can control. And so that was my way of talking him through it and having him, you know, overcome those and understanding, don't take it personal, focus on what you can control and mm-hmm. just worry about that. So what's another sign of resentment, Joni?
I think, you know, stop really playing the victim card, right? Like feeling sorry for yourself.
That's a tough one. Mm-hmm. Feelings of regret and remorse. So, you know, you can hold resentment if you, you know, regret a situation or maybe a lack of an opportunity. Fear and avoidance. So this is definitely one that I struggle with. So one way to really know when I'm holding resentment is I shut down.
Yes.
So I completely just don't talk. And I can go for days without talking to Joni knows all about this too well. But if I'm really upset and this is where I need to learn to release it is because like I'll just dig in and I'll dig even harder. And so that means I shut down. I don't talk. Avoidance. You know, I seclude myself. And these are again, no. This is not the way to handle it correctly.
Yeah. Correct. No, I agree. And I mean, I think so. I mean, for myself, you know, like how I kind of cope with resentment is number one, practicing gratitude every day. You know, like every day you wake up, you say what you're thankful for, mm-hmm. right? And it's really hard to start your day off on a bad note if you didn't have to be thankful for something, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then journaling. I think for me, like whenever I had a bad day or just like somebody just pissed me off, like, you know, I just spend half hour, an hour in my room just mm-hmm. journaling. Like, what are my thoughts? Like, why am I feeling this way? You know, and eventually you come to the point where like, man, Joni, this was dumb. You know, this is so little that you should have never took this personal.
Yeah. So that's when you make up with me, right?
Usually. Actually,
yeah. So I'll go a couple days with not talking to her and then she'll eventually come around. But it would be a lot easier if I just came around a lot sooner and just released it. So some other signs, Joni, of a, you know, of resentment. So unresolved arguments. So, you know, this is definitely in every relationship you can see that where things just continue to bother you. You find faults in each other. You complain about your partner or whoever the relationship that we're talking about. But just it's unresolved. It's just not, you know, you haven't communicated about it. You're again bottling up this resentment, and the littlest things can escalate it.
Yeah, right? And I think if you let it go, you know, a long period of time as well, then it just gets worse, right? And so I always have you in the back of my mind, especially at work. You know, if something happens, you know, where I didn't agree with something, or I'm having, you know, rough conversation with somebody, you're like, just handle it, like, you know, confront them and talk about it. You know, they may not be thinking the same thing, right? Get it all out and move on.
I'm a big and just like squash it right away. Just mm-hmm. squash it. Like, and don't squash it through a Teams message or a Slack message or a text message or a, I mean, if they're, you know, if they're too far away, then a phone call is a lot better. But even phone calls, you can't, where did we just learn about that? Maybe it was in the sermon, but 90% of communication is like body language. Oh, it's in our class.
Our HR class, I think.
Yeah, our mm-hmm. HR class. So 90% of communication is body language and tone. And so like, which is amazing. I tell this to Joni all the time because if she's mad at you, it can be sharp. So I'm like, Joni, your tone. Like what you're saying isn't bad, but man, your tone is just like, it's cutting.
I want to make sure they get it.
But the best thing is like rather than those unresolved arguments is just squash it right away and just have that one face on face, you know, one-on-one conversation right away.
Yeah.
And if in person is a lot better because then you can pick up on that body language and tone. Mm-hmm. And then we talked another sign is just criticism or attacking.
Mm-hmm.
And you see that a lot where you know people that are upset. Resent a situation, just constantly attack.
Put somebody else down just because they're not happy in their situation.
And one thing I know I do too is not only do I shut down and avoid, but then I'm also super sensitive to faults. And I just, like with
pointing
you,
the finger.
With you, I nitpick every little thing when I'm, you know, and it's where majority of the time I would have probably just let it go. But when I'm resentful, then I'm nitpicking mm-hmm. everything. So, what are some ways to release that resentment? So you speak to this since I'm not very good at it.
Yeah, I mean, so I think we talked about a little bit. So the journaling, I think, you know, practicing gratitude, whether it's, you know, spending some quiet time just, you know, thinking. Mm-hmm. And also working out. For me, like fitness, whenever, like I'll just go outside and, you know, for a run, go for a run or do something, you know, that can re-energize myself and get me thinking positive.
Yeah, I agree. And one thing that I've had to personally do is just like acknowledge the resentment. And even if, and this is the struggle for me. So, you know, 99% of the time I don't feel I'm wrong, but whether I'm, that's the truth, but
wrong.
Yeah, but I'm already wrong in that statement. But I got to acknowledge that, you know, cause there's times I'm like, man, I know I'm not wrong in this situation. And so that's where the resentment is even, you know, and that's me approaching it wrong, you know, with the wrong stance. I got to look and acknowledge my participation in this. Mm-hmm. You know, I got to acknowledge myself, you know, rather than pointing fingers or developing anger because I think I'm not wrong, whatever. But I need to start with me, mm-hmm. you know, and it's hard because I'm not good at it. So, but I need to start looking at, hey, what role did I play in this? And how can I, you know, can I acknowledge what I did? What were the faults I did? And if I had just came, like, say, let's talk about just you and I. If I came to you and acknowledged just the small facts that were the roles that I played in this, I guarantee you'd come around a lot quicker. And mm-hmm. you'd probably admit where you played a bad role in that situation, and we'll get to the resolution a lot quicker,
sure.
Then, you know, my tendency is just to focus. I want you to acknowledge your wrongs and and maybe at the end I'll acknowledge the couple of things where I played a role in it, right? Is that
That's how usually how it goes.
Yeah. So,
but hey, the first sign is being self-aware.
Correct.
Right? And we all have things to work on.
And it's hard. And I know we're speaking, I mean, there could be some very devastating
things that happen. It's hard to
and
let
people
go.
That are going through a lot sure. more than just an argument or a fight, and I get that, but I think in any situation you still, no matter how severe is, you need to acknowledge your role mm-hmm. and how and control what you can control. And mm-hmm. I've always been, since really young, I've always, that's been my motto, is just control what I can control, because there's a lot of and this helped me deal with worry in life and stress. Because there's so many things that are just out of your control.
Right.
And so just focus on what you can control and do that. And the rest
will
take care
of itself. Don't worry
about the
rest. Yeah. Absolutely.
And then, you know, and this is hard depending on the situation, but understand that in most cases, you know, or take the mindset that not that this is happening to me, but this happened for me. Mm-hmm. So it's just open your eyes that, hey, you know, I'm going through this for a certain situation.
And
what can I gain?
That's a good point there, because I think, like, oftentimes we don't think about that. Like, what can you learn from this situation, right? Like, mm-hmm. yeah, it was a crappy situation all the way around, like, you know, getting sued or whatever it is, right? Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, like, you can say, you know what, this happened to me for a reason. Like, what can I do next time, you mm-hmm. know, better so it doesn't happen again?
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah, I mean, there's some times where, like, you know, I know a relationship here at work that, man, I had some, like, for a year, some resentment towards an mm-hmm. individual. And again, there was, when you start looking at it, like, you know, why am I going through this? Why is this happening to me? Why is he doing this to us? Mm-hmm. You know, it's just adding that resentment. And if you're replaying everything but if you look at it, you know, why is this happening for me? And what can I learn from this? And it took a while. It took us a whole year, but, you know, to get to release that resentment. And then that's going to take time. So that's another example, guys. It's going to take a while to get through this. But when we started looking, we're like, hey, what can we learn? How can we strengthen our organization? How can we improve on this? How can we improve in our HR mm-hmm. department
right.
to better this? How yeah. can, you know, and
you'll find when you do that, like, you know, one little thing, the next thing, it's going to be easier. It's going to get easier and easier to overcome that.
Correct. So release anything that you have power over. I'm sorry. So understand what you have power over, what you can control, and then everything else you just need to release. Mm-hmm. So
let it go.
Regardless of how that person's reacting or what they're doing, just learn to control what you can control mm-hmm. and release the rest.
Right.
And maybe write it down, like you said, journaling. Mm-hmm. And then I think journaling, you just get to see it, right?
I get to see it, and I get to, you know, I'll read through it three or four times and be like, why am I feeling this way? You know, like, what's making it so bad? What can I do to change this? And finally, it'll hit me after reading it several times after I write it.
That you were wrong.
You finally realized. Or right.
And then, like you said earlier, again, re-emphasizing what you said, just making gratitude a daily habit. So just starting, you know, we both start off
right
with just gratitude. Mm-hmm. So
whether it's in the shower, whether it's, you know, 15 minutes before you work out, just try to make it as part of your routine. It's really hard to, you know, your day will start off on the right foot if you do that.
Yeah. And I know something it says in the Bible is just to, you know, thank God for those situations. Mm-hmm. And it's the same motto as why is this happening for me? But, you know, just thanking God for you for that situation or that person. And it's hard, and it seems so stupid, to be honest with you, because you're like,
you
why am I?
Yeah,
why am I thanking for this?
Throw a bottle at them.
But it causes you to think about, you know, what can I learn from this is the biggest thing.
Yeah, because ultimately, I mean, it just, you know, messes with our emotions. It messes with our, you know, happiness and, you know, truly you just want to be happy. You don't want this negative emotion. Yeah.
And I think something I wrote down a note that, you know, since I'm the only one who deals with resentment, I guess, in our relationship, but,
I mean, I honestly, I'm a lot better at it now, but I mean, I did in my past. I mean, I had, you know, a history of my father abusing my brother, my mother, you know, and the addiction with my brother and my father. I had that resentment, but I finally had to come to peace with it because I was so unhappy, miserable, you know, in my day to day. And it just, like, there was no way to live like that.
Mm-hmm. And how long did that?
Oh, years. I mean, I think I was probably, you know, the last 15 years, maybe.
Yeah.
I finally, you know, was at peace with it and said, hey, like, you got to let this go. Like, you can't control your past. You can't control anything that happened prior. Like, you need to do you and not worry about the rest.
Yeah. I think you also started, thanking for going through those situations and learning from
them. Oh, yeah, because I would never be where I'm at today.
Okay. The person you are.
Yeah. So it teaches you a lot of things. But
where I was going with that note was that, when I'm the one that deals with the resentment a lot, what's helped in situations is you being sympathetic to that situation. So you being if I had the resentment towards you still being sympathetic to the situation and understanding that I'm having trouble letting this go.
Right.
And you being, and rather than you taking the approach of like, you need to get over
fighting
it. You need
to release.
Because that never, what's happened when you've told me like, you need to get over it, you know, you're making it a bigger deal. Does that help? Or did that, no, did that result?
It's worse.
It makes it worse. And so when you have said, when you've been sympathetic to it and said, hey, like,
and
let me see where you're coming from. Let me understand it. And you take a very calm approach to it. We get through it every time. Yeah. And that's what I'm giving.
And I think that's advice for the spouse that may be going through this, you know, with your husband or wife that does, you know, have resentment, is like, you gotta be able to acknowledge and understand where your spouse is coming from. And, you know, like for me, I know that you need time. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't approach you right away with it. Like, I need to give you some time to think about it and then say, hey, when you're ready to talk, let's talk about it.
Mm-hmm. And just being sympathetic, understanding, mm-hmm. trying to come, even if you totally don't agree with it, you just understanding where I'm coming from, just listening and then kind of working through it from there. So, well, I hope, do you have any other final moments or?
No, I think that's great. Hopefully you got some value out of that. And
I hope you can release the resentment in your life and move on and have healthy, prosperous relationships, because that's the goal with what we wanted to accomplish. And pray for me that I can work
that. Practice gratitude daily and go kill it, guys.
So well, have a great week. If you got anything out of this, please like it, share it. you know, we depend on you to share this and spread, you know, the guests that we have and the information we're sharing. We hope you're adding value to your businesses, your relationships, and helping you grow and prosper. So have a great week, and we'll see you all next week.
You've been listening to Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel. Tons of entrepreneurial podcasts are out there talking.
Cog, cog, cogging.
But Joni and Sean are living it every single day. Their portfolio now includes many franchises and medium-sized businesses. We talk about the trials and motivators of successfully running a business. Join us again soon for another podcast. But until then, reach out on the website at InsideTheWolf'sDen.com, on Facebook at Inside the Wolf's Den, on Instagram at Inside the Wolf Den. We'll see you again soon. This is Inside the Wolf's Den. We'll see you next time.